the spirit of the volcano had more to show me. And it took me back to Costa Rica, which was only a month earlier. And it took me back to some things I'd experienced there. In particular, it took me to some toucans, some birds that I'd seen in the wild, and we'd also seen in a cage at the resort where I had stayed. And these toucans, when we saw them in the wild, these birds, he said, feel what they feel like. Feel their vibration. Feel their energy. Feel their spirit. Feel their aliveness. So I did, and I felt their innocence, their openness, their trusting, their spontaneity, their aliveness. And then I felt the toucans in the cages. And these particular toucans, they had built a small cage for them. And it was very hard to go and see them, even though they're very beautiful, because they'd start squawking when we came to look at them. And you could hear them pleading, pleading, and looking in your eyes. If any of you have ever gone to a zoo, you know the look from the animals behind the bars. These toucans looked right into our heart with this imploring look of why, why, why have you done this? And after a while, we stayed at this one hotel for 6 nights. We couldn't go and see the toucans anymore. It was too painful. And the spirit of the volcano showed me why, because they already were dying. Their spirit was dying. You could feel they didn't care if they were building them a larger cage. They were building them a cage that would encompass a whole tree, but that still wasn't freedom. That still wasn't enough space for them to be as natural and alive and happy as the wild toucans. Then the spirit of the volcano took me to the roar of the jaguar, to the sloth, the tabor, the crocodiles, the other wild birds, to the flowers and the plants of the tropical forest, these virgin forests that had never known domestication or control or cultivation, and said, feel these plants, feel these animals, feel what they feel like in their natural state. Every one of these animals I had also experienced in a cage, in zoos earlier in my life, and I could feel the difference. I could experience the difference. It was really like night and day. The life was gone in the eyes of the animals in the zoos, in the cages, the domesticated animals. However, these animals and the plants in the wild, in the virgin forest, still had that wild zest for life, and you could feel it in your bones. And the spirit of the volcano said, this is why you went to Costa Rica, was to reconnect with this virgin, raw, wild, raw, primal force. This is why you came. And then it asked me the central question of the whole journey. And the central question was, the spirit of the volcano asked me, as you look at the bulls being killed in the bull ring, as you look at the toucans in the cage, as you re-experience all the animals that you've seen in zoos behind bars, as you look at what civilization is doing to the earth as it develops the land and pollutes the land, would a person whose heart is open do this to animals? Would they cage an animal? Would they control an animal? Would a being whose heart is open do this to the land, cut down the forests, pollute the rivers? And as it showed me scenes, took me to scenes that my innocence has witnessed throughout my life, it said, would a civilization and would the people of a civilization, if their hearts were open, would they be doing this to the land, to the animals, to themselves? And of course the answer was obvious. No, they wouldn't.